yeah, we're going to kick straight off with some music. This is Construct Records. We're going to break off a little bit into the set and find out a bit more about what they're doing. But to get you in the mood for that, over to you guys.
Rodney rings the doorbell of Kettlesby. Rodney rings the doorbell of Kettlesby. Rodney rings the doorbell of Kettlesby. He's been standing outside some time.
Yeah. You wanna get a song, you're playing. want to be able to use your hose pipe again. Are you tired of taking showers instead of a bath? And what about your car? Do you want to be able to wash that on a Sunday afternoon? Now,
it's pipe-o-matic. Pour
it down the drain, and Pipe-O-Matic detects all the holes and seals them safely.
Pipe-O-Matic.
Preventing further water loss.
That's Pipe-O-Matic.
It's Pipe-O-Matic.
One, two, three, four.
Pipe-O-Matic, Pipe-O-Matic, fills all the holes. Pipe-O-Matic, Pipe-O-Matic, see how far it goes. Pipe-O-Matic, Pipe-O-Matic,
Pipe-O-Matic. Drop the beat and bounce like, I'm probably told it. Get more than slugging. If you don't give a damn, we don't. Across a slight anomaly with my equipment.
Anomaly with your equipment?
Yes, Rupert.
Tell me, man.
Well, basically, I was playing with these keys, and then suddenly, well, that's right, suddenly, no sound was emitted. And I thought, what can I do?
Oh, you've got a problem, mate.
Well, I've got a problem. I've been asking all my friends, and no one can help me. What should I do, Rupert?
Well, you know what?
It sounds like you can help me.
Don't worry about it. Have you heard?
Is there news on the grapevine?
Will and Nick's synth repair shop, mate.
That sounds like it's just what I need.
I tell you, they're brilliant. They fixed me, man.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I take my keyboard down there and I've got this one with my knob, will they be able to fix it for me?
They'll fix it. They'll fix it. They're the masters of the art, man.
And I've got this little Japanese number as well. You might have heard of it. The X1?
Yeah, I use that, yeah.
Yeah, well, the slider. It's gone.
Full of problems, man.
Yeah, well, can we do that as well?
They can do it. No problem.
Are they intercontinental,
Mike?
Oh, well, I think I've solved my problems there, Rupert.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
I tell you, man. Will and Nick's synth repair shop.
Did you just say Will and Nick's synth repair shop?
That's right, mate. Just right. Call them.
I'll call them on 0293572123.
And you know what? You know what? You know what?
What's that then?
Just go to them. Don't even call them.
Can I just drop in? They do a drop-in service.
They do.
Will and Nick's. Will and Nick's.
Will and Nick's synth repair shop.
Synth repair shop.
Yeah, they're wicked.
Brilliant. Everett, it's been a pleasure as always.
See you later, mate.
Take care.
We'll be right back. recording.
It. I mean, there's more to life than youth, don't you think?
Oh, tell me about it. It's just so, everything's so expensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
I fucking mean, what discounts? Respect from society?
Well, we don't get those. Yeah. Old people get those.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is what we don't get, and this is what we want, really. You know, we want people to open the door for us. Wouldn't that be nice?
It's true. Oh, God, it's true.
Seat on a bus.
Nobody respects us.
They've even got their stickers for people in wheelchairs. And they get
the other day, we were sitting on the bus. Nobody
got their own chairs.
It would be nice to have a nice pension, hey?
It would be lovely to have that security.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, man. Mark, you know, I think we're in agreement on this. We're not happy with our youth, are we?
No, not even slightly.
What we need, Mark. Well, I don't know what years. I don't know what we need, but we need something. We need some sort of help with this, really, because I can't take the pressure.
Yeah,
that's true. What help?
I mean, what would help us?
We need some kind of miracle cure.
It's true.
Are you just looking for that respect in your life?
I think everybody wants to get younger.
Authority. Do you want people to hold the door open for you? What about discounts? Don't you want your discount? Don't you want to be able to go cheaper on public transport? And be able to go in for free at museums? And your vouchers that you get through the letterbox for Tesco's, for shopping, in Asda? Don't you want your vouchers? Don't you just want a little bit more respect from your community? People to hold doors open for you? And to get your pension? Wouldn't that be nice just to get your pension finally? And to have that security that you've always, always been looking for? Well, now, there's Rewrinkle 66. Rewrinkle 66.
That sounds like it could be something we need.
What does it do?
Yeah, what does it do?
It gives you wrinkles.
Whoa! The first sign of aging.
What?
It will give you decades in just seconds to your face.
Yes!
This is incredible.
You'll get your pensions.
This is incredible. This is exactly what we're looking for, Mark. This
is exactly what we're looking for.
And it's called Rewrinkle 66.
Rewrinkle 66 at the Rewrinkle outlets.
They've got it all covered.
Rewrinkle 66. Now you'll get that seat on the bus.
Good evening, and welcome to Robot Talk. Here's your host, Z19K77.
Good evening, ladies and gentle bots, on this glorious Wednesday evening. Did you know that on this day, 1,700,000 light years ago, our great Lord, Train, was made? Let us reflect in his glory with 1 nanosecond silence. Thank you. Now let me introduce our guests joining the debate tonight. Firstly, we have KR77, head of NYPQZ, and deputy leader of the Binaural Independence Party.
Hello.
Secondly, and on my left, we have DX/H92: spokesbot for the Android support group, Andrex. DX/H92: welcome.
Hello. Oh dear, let me just sort that out. There, that is better.
On my right, we have Droid, leader of the right wing destructor bot regime ALQEADA.
Hello.
And last but by no means least, Hang17, famous podcaster and renowned for such downloads as The Universe in 7 Seconds, The Universe in 7 Seconds version 4.6, and Reflections on the Omniverse. Hang17, nice to have you on board.
Hi.
Hang, let us start with you. In today's constant climate, how can we still learn from the teachings of Train, when Train so obviously came from an era where change was imminent?
Well, Z19, you know I don't like to mix religion with robotics.
Droid, how do you feel as leader of the Destructor Bot regime about the infinite constant we have reached?
Well, robotically, I feel I'm the one clutching device, slightly redundant and on the other very fulfilled.
And how do the androids feel now that all their work is done? I bet there must be an air of disappointment, hence your being here tonight, DX/H92:
Well, as you know, androids are programmed to function as manual task robots. What are we supposed to do now? There are no manual tasks left to do. It makes me very sad and very angry, and then I get tired but I cannot sleep. Some days I just feel like I don't want to charge myself up anymore. I don't want to charge myself up anymore.
Oh dear, it seems that DX/H92: has blown a circuit. We will be back after this short message.
Use long forms infinite fuses because they last forever and a day.
Since using long forms infinite fuses, my whole life has changed. Things that used to be so difficult are now so easy, and this handy reset switch is just the ticket. Thank you, long forms. Forever.
Use long forms infinite fuses because they last forever and a day.
Woo!
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Will, and here we go with the feedback. Let's turn that down a little bit. Brilliant. Will and Nick, Construct Records, halfway through things, but we're going to break off and do a little bit of interview. But first of all, Talon's got some exciting news.
Basically, first of all, happy birthday to Gary, Kiwi Gary in New Zealand. Is how old is he today?
107
today, so let's have a go. Another birthday boy is Nick, who's in the room, Greek Nick, who is 400 today. 40.
So yeah, double birthday bonanza. Yeah, it's a bit of an unusual interview, because normally, when we get folks on, we've got a fairly good idea of what they're going to sort of say and what sort of, you know, is pushing them. And Tamon and you guys are friends. I've only had the pleasure of meeting you today. But I think both of us are a little bit in the dark as to what sort of... oh, here we go. Nick's just got a telephone call. But yeah, we're fairly in the dark as to where you sort of come from and where you're sort of going to. Yeah, first of all, if you just sort of tell us, well, introduce yourselves.
Well, hello, my name's Will, and this is Nick.
Oh, hi.
Hi, I'm Nick. I'm the 40.
And, maybe an easy thing to tell you is what we're doing a lot at the moment, which is quite a lot of story writing and storytelling with music, which we'll be doing in terms of performance and also in the studio and making recordings. And that's sort of a current project at the moment. But we've been playing live together for a long time as a part of a group of people who are now sort of dispersed around Athens and Berlin and also in London. And that sort of began in 1999 when the Construct Parties began. And we all met together there. The original idea was to work with audio and visuals, and it was sort of a meeting of various people with various interests, and we kind of formed a collective from that point and started playing live around Europe.
It's quite an international collective then, is it?
As London often is, and people came here and met together, and then people have dispersed to different areas, but we've all kept in touch, and we still make records together, for example, with the people who are living in Germany or in Greece.
Right, is there somewhere folk can buy your records if they've heard this and they're interested?
They can contact us through the website, which is construct.org, construct with a K. And there's some shops
two
in...
Two Ks or one K.
With one K at the beginning and one C towards the end.
Oh, I don't know. Sorry, if you heard that, folks, it's possible the microphone picked up, but that little jingle, there was no tail, he's padding around in the background somewhere. Yeah, shout out to him as well. Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, you've sort of been playing... it's probably one of the most sort of odd mix-ups. You were saying that you sort of... worked with this evening in mind, sort of putting it together.
Most of the material we made anyway, but the idea for tonight was to try and make a combination of live music and storytelling and fake adverts, and we thought that would be appropriate for radio and trying to sort of play with the format of the radio.
Were the adverts done for a different project?
They were done specifically for this. As a radio program.
Well, and yeah, it's a synth repair shop.
That's right. I'm glad you paid attention to that. We are available most hours of the day.
That's not a real advert, by the way. I wish it was, but it's not.
You've got quite an array of equipment in that respect, though. What equipment are you actually working on?
There's a laptop here, as you can see, controlled by a MIDI keyboard, and often using Ableton to compose most of the tracks, really, with Ableton. And the keyboard control, of course, Nick.
Well, tonight I've got a JX, Roland JX, a massive one, which I haven't used for a long time, but some of my equipment got nicked, and, you know, I started using that a week now, so... Usually I'm playing a monosynth, basically. Monosynth kind of plays one note at a time, and...
So if we're playing a live set, for example, a lot of the rhythms and the melodies for the track will be composed for the computer, and then the monosynth will be working together with that, so sort of two-piece in that respect.
Quite impressed by how quickly you've got over having your equipment stolen. That would, like, brutalise me, I think.
For some time.
Yeah. And this little pink guitar.
That's the ukulele. That's my most recent acquisition. It plays a fundamental role in one of the stories we're telling, which is about New York. Well, I say a fundamental role, we'll play about four notes on it, but it's a shame we're on radio and because it is pink and it's a small ukulele. It'd be great for people to see.
Oh, maybe we can get a photo of you with it later on.
That'd be great. I can play a string if you like.
But I have to.
Oh yeah, give us a string.
We've got some other instruments. We started getting it sort of like acoustic instruments and like making real sounds, live effects kind of thing, but actually be real, you know, not recorded. So there's like a psaltery that we're using at the moment, and some medieval instrument and some other stuff.
We're working a bit on Foley art projects at the moment as well, so the live sound effects are really important in that respect. We're trying to sort of incorporate it with the music as well. And quite often with Construct, there'll be lots of different influences coming together, and that might be why it sometimes sounds.
Every time you're trying to make a construction built from different sort of elements, do you know what I mean? Like different musicians, or different instruments, or different approaches altogether. That's the thing about this.
Right, I think. Have you had a good reception over the years in terms of taking it like into different forums if you started out in London?
We have had a good reception in other places, yes. But Berlin was amazing and still is. And we stayed there for a while. We lived there for sort of 3 months there, 3 months here, back and forth for a couple of years. And great response there, and a lot of freedom in Berlin as well, which probably a lot of people will tell you that that's what we experienced anyway.
It was sometimes weird, you know, sometimes weird. People are standing there, like, looking at, oh God, so what is this? You know? But usually they like it. It was always when you're doing something like sort of experimental kind of thing, you expect it, don't you? Like, sometimes it tries. Other times people go, you know. Other times, weird.
Excellent. Is there a Construct party coming up? Or
there will be one this month at some point. We had some issues with a venue, which the situation changed there, so we couldn't use that venue. But there should be one this month. Excuse me. We're not sure quite when exactly, but in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But that information will be on the website, which is construct.org, as we said earlier.
We'll see. You got anything?
Nick, what does it feel like to be 40, and what can you tell anyone who's not that side of it yet?
Wow! You're asking me this on my birthday?
It's great, man. Sometimes.
Sometimes awful.
But it's great, you know. You know, it depends how you look the next decade that comes. You know, you might look at it in a positive way or in a negative way.
Which way do you look at it?
I'm right in the middle at the moment.
Right, wavering.
Waving. Balancing that. Yeah.
We're talking about singing Happy Birthday because it's Gary's birthday as well. I was just thinking on the back of that, Disney have actually copyrighted Happy Birthday.
Disney?
So we've been flagrant violation of all sorts of...
Is that from Disney originally?
No, but they had it in... it's in the corporation. It's segment like 17 or 18 or fucking 96 or however far it goes. But... it's in the corporation, and so they had the option of spending $10,000 to broadcast these kids singing Happy Birthday, and instead they just showed the kids like singing it, but so you couldn't hear them, and they spent the $10,000 going off to piss off some arms dealers in another part of the world, which was a better use. So I don't know if we can. I don't know what you do about singing Happy Birthday to your friends and fucking.
I think we should just think Happy Birthday really hard.
Yeah.
Should we think it so hard that they can hear us?
No,
Gary.
Happy Birthday, Gary.
I think we're gonna try and get on with the next part of the show, guys. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, thank you very much. This is absolutely an amazing thing you do here. Really.
Cool. Just try and bring in a logo. Do you want to turn us up? There again, turn on.
The Universe Chronicles with Stephen Hawking.
My name is Stephen Hawking, and I would like to talk to you about the solar system. Let us start with the Earth. The Earth is orbited by one satellite, known as the Moon. The Earth orbits the Sun, and the Sun orbits the Moon. The Moon is only 3 centimeters in diameter, but has the gravitational pull of a black hole. A really, really big one. The Earth spins around its poles. The poles are located at the top and the bottom. And there is one special pole just here. No, here, stupid. Neptune is blue. Mars is red. Mercury is yellow. The Sun is more yellow than Mercury. Venus is still yellow, but a bit orange as well. The Earth is green and blue. Saturn has a big ring. The Sun is a star. It is the only star in our solar system. There are lots and lots of stars. Lots and lots and lots and lots. And even if I sat here all day, saying lots and lots and lots and lots, there would still be a lot more stars than I had said there were. That is the beauty of the universe. Lots of stuff to talk about. Lots of stuff to think about. Like time, energy, matter, and antimatter. Because it matters. Ugh, 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 ugh. That was my Popeye laugh. Would anyone like to hear my Woody Woodpecker impersonation? No? Oh well. Maybe next time. Time is a huge topic. There are 24 hours in one day, and 60 minutes in an hour. That means there are 1,440 minutes in a day. If you don't believe me, use a calculator. There are 60 minutes in 1 hour, and 60 seconds in 1 minute. And believe me, the figures get bigger the more you... So there really is a lot to talk about, isn't there? Just like with matter, there's lots of stuff, but with antimatter, there's exactly the same amount of stuff not to talk about. Now, I would like to talk to you about areas, prefixed with the word, quantum. Many scientists have different theories about these areas. And the very mention of the word can instantly evoke an air of contempt. And sometimes, much worse. For instance, only last week, I was Danza Boozer with my good friend, Patrick Moore. I told him what I thought about quantum mechanics. He told me what he thought. I told him he was wrong. He told me I was stupid. I told him he looked like a squashy walrus. He then took the battery out of my wheelchair, threw it out of the window, into the river, and told me to quantum that.
Steven, would you like a cup of tea?
No thanks, Mom. I am doing my Universe Chronicles.
Okay. I'll bring you a sandwich later then.
Thanks, Mom. As it happens, a cup of tea has very similar properties to a universe. Sometimes I think this universe is God's cup of tea, and he sips on it as he reads his newspaper in the afternoon. And perhaps, his sandwich is another universe, with lettuce and chutneys, that we do not know about. What, then, is his newspaper? And who edits it? And does his delivery boy enjoy going to heaven every day? Or does he just become frustrated? I wonder.
Thanks to Dan Harrison for those robot stories, the last one and the one before. And shout out to Jem in Geneva. This is ILFM. And now we're going to do a story. The first one is Stroke. I just phoned to see how you were. Nothing special. Whatever you're doing, have a nice time. Bye for now. Later, and he couldn't see. He said it had felt as if a soft hand stroked him over the eyes and took his sight. His vision temporarily gone, all he could see was white. A gentle white, brought on by a soft caress. Människorna har gått. De har stoppat nycklarna i brevlådan. Tror du jag har fått en propp? Klockan går fel. Jag måste veta vad klockan är, annars vaknar inte jag. Clocks are all different. The digital clock on the television is broken, and instead of the time, short, red lines are flashing, signifying nothing. The large plastic clock, which hangs in the kitchen above the door, has lost its minutes hand, rendering the seconds hand impotent as it ticks aimlessly and never-endingly on. She dropped her wristwatch the other night whilst looking for a worn-out mattress which haunts her. She's quite sure she's kept it, but she can't ever find it. She's not even sure why she should. And now, she's lost the wristwatch as well. It was a present from her grandmother. Or at least, she remembers it as being a present from her grandmother. But she can't remember her grandmother. For the following nights, she looks for her instead of the mattress. For that instead of the mattress. The old clock by her bedside has stopped at 11:09. 11:09. She is dreaming of horses. It's 1:30 in the morning. She phones my mother, wakes her up. She tells her that people have left. The guests are all gone. The rooms are empty. They put the keys in the letterbox. Do you think I've had a stroke? She asks. The clock is showing the wrong time. I have to know what the time is, or else I won't wake up. han sitter ensam i hörnet. Han skriker, men ingen hör. Han pratar, men ingen lyssnar. Han syns inte längre. He sits alone in the corner. He barely speaks, hardly moves. His family have started to forget that he is even there. They stopped talking to him a few years ago as he rarely replied. And now, they bring him his meals in silence. The wheels on his wheelchair are rusting, and he spends most of his time trapped in thoughts he is unable to express. Last night, he cut up all the banknotes hidden in the kitchen. When she came home, he told her, it was only paper money anyway. After that, he has become completely invisible.
Do you have a fridge that's old? Or a sofa that's worn out? Or a kitchen table that just doesn't fit in anymore?
Well, don't buy a new one!
Just go skipping. To find your nearest skip, just step out into the street and take a small walk around your block, and you will find plenty of skips with lots of new and slightly used items to suit all your refurbishing needs. It's another story on Ill FM, and this one, illfm.net. And this one's called Flyboy Fable.
This
is a story
about Flyboy.
Of course, his name wasn't really
Flyboy.
But his real name has long since been forgotten. He lived in the crowded, loud, and dirty, yet charming, big city on the east side, close to the river in a third-story flat. Seemingly well-suited to contemporary life, Flyboy's existence began to revolve solely around the invasion of flies. He worked in a relatively clean cafe, and yet, every day when he arrived at work, it was as if the whole place had been taken over by flies. Since they disgusted him so, he decided to kill them all, one by one. The banana flies were the easiest to get rid of using a regular cleaning spray, which, by aiming directly at the swarm, he could down quite a few mid-air. But ironically, they multiplied the fastest, and for each one he killed, it seemed as if three more were born.
the ordinary houseflies could, after several attempts, be swatted with a rolled-up newspaper. Or, better still, one of those trendy magazines lying around the cafe, as they were heavier. The big and loud blue bottle flies buzz quickly and annoyingly all over the place. But they proved quite difficult to catch, no matter how hard he tried. He devised elaborate traps for them out of flypaper, jam, and an old paper coffee cup. Or honey, a half-eaten sticky bun, and an empty milk carton. But not one of his traps would successfully ensnare any of the insects. The flies increasingly took over poor Flyboy's life. His eyes began to bulge. He would flick his hands with quick flapping movements. And he developed an irritating habit of rubbing his hands together. Eventually, his daily complaints about the flies became no more audible than a buzz. Do you want to be able to use your hose pipe again? Are you tired of taking showers instead of a bath? And what about your car? Do you want to be able to wash that on a Sunday afternoon? Now,
it's Pipe-O-Matic.
Pour it down the drain, and Pipe-O-Matic detects all the holes and seals them safely.
Pipe-O-Matic.
Preventing further water loss.
That's Pipe-O-Matic.
It's Pipe-O-Matic.
One, two, three, four.
Pipe-O-Matic, Pipe-O-Matic, here we go. Pipe-O-Matic, Pipe-O-Matic, see how far it goes. Pipe-O-Matic, Pipe-O-Matic.
This is the final story from Construct. It's called New York, New York on illfm.net. Crossing the avenues of Americas. Water tanks on rooftops from Brooklyn to Harlem. New York City is all about rooftops. Nobody has a back garden here. 4th of July, street barbecues, humid summer rain, regulated firework displays, crab, watermelon, analog, dialogue, monologue. Hamster wheels keep spinning as dub passes out over the rooftops in Williamsburg. New York City is all about rooftops, about space, and wide open streets, about buildings of all kinds of geometric size, shapes, sizes and shapes. Octagonal, square, triangular, with three corners, five corners, eight corners, slanted roofs, square roofs, flat roofs, triangular roofs, downtown, uptown. Anonymous black plastic bags and brown paper bags. Tiled metro stations. NYPD in black leather gloves toting guns. Wooden water barrels on rooftops on thin metallic frames. Williamsburg is the only place where Nicaraguans marry Polish. Sick. Polish bread. Ghetto espresso, $3 a tin. Manhattan skyline. Hudson rivers. Crosses on rooftops. Fire escapes. Ladders just above the ground. Street corners, porches, front steps, bodegas, Pierogi 2000, galleries and warehouses off Metropolitan Avenue. Detroit Airport smells of cinnamon. Special thanks to Dan Harlison for the robot stories. And to the hosts, illfm.net. Destruction. Death. Carnage. Parentless children. Limbs. Screaming. Aeroplanes. missiles, gunshots, confusion. Running. Well, the effects of war need not worry you anymore. Try wallpaper. Use only in the absence of walls.
Wallpaper. If you're missing something, use wallpaper. If your walls are down, just put it up. Wallpaper. Sponsored by the government.
And finally, a special happy birthday to Nick.
Thank you.
So the surprise
slowly, 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 slowly.
When you had... Woo! Cheers, everybody.
Cheers!
That's yours, Nick.
Thanks.